Peaches. I love peaches. I do so for two reasons. One, my sister Judy has been called Peaches for more than half a century. Everyone knows her as Peaches. I'm the only person in the world that calls her Judy. But Peaches it is. And I love her. She's my only sister, my kid's sister, 4 years younger than I am. To be honest, my love for my sister has grown over the years. Growing up, I knew she was my sister, but I frankly did not appreciate her value. As I saw it, she had several limitations. She was too young to be able to play catch with. She was too young to be competitive in a game of tennis or golf with me. She didn't play hockey. And she was a girl. But what I've realized over the last six or so decades is that she is a total sweetheart. The nicest person you will ever meet. The best evidence of that is that she, along with her husband Harold, have put up with me as her brother for all of these years. This is the first reason why I love peaches. The second reason I love peaches is that when I bite into a ripe peach, my mouth waters. I crave a peach's sweetness. Oh my goodness. This was brought home to me again today when I made my weekly visit to Pike's Place Market in Seattle. I always go there to get my fresh fruits and vegetables. The open-air market is not only the number one tourist attraction in Seattle, but it feels like home to me. For a period of time, years ago, I used to live in an apartment above the market. I've been going to the same fruit and vegetable stand in the market for more than 40 years. They know me and I know them. Today, Mike said to me, "Neil, we have the best peaches I have ever seen. They are out of this world." Now, this is something because I get peaches every week. I immediately walk over to the peaches and take a look. My mouth drops. They look phenomenal. I want to grab a bag and put all the peaches in it. My first question to Mike was, "Where did these peaches come from?" He told me that they came from Zanel Orchards in Arondo, Washington. Arondo is a community with less than 2,000 inhabitants. It's located on the banks of the mighty Columbia River. The town has a 76 gas station, also serves as a market of sorts. It has an elementary school, a post office, and Wikipedia reports that it had a Subway restaurant, but it closed in 2018. I also ask about the growing season. Peaches grow primarily from mid-May to mid-September, and July and August are peak season. What makes peaches so special, I ask myself. I just love the way they taste. So sweet. I also love the way they feel, so furry and fuzzy. I love their colors, a reddish yellow. And I love the way they look, so heart-shaped. I like to eat peaches raw, but they can be broiled, baked, grilled, or sautéed. Peaches, in Latin Prunus persica, originated some 8,000 years ago in China. And China remains the number one producer of peaches in the world by a long shot. China produces around 14 million tons of peaches a year. And the next largest producers are Spain, Italy, the United States, and Greece, all around 1 million a year. Within the United States, even though Georgia is called the Peach State, California grows 475,000 tons of peaches each year. And that compares to South Carolina with 67,000, Georgia with 24,000, followed by Pennsylvania, Colorado, Michigan, New Jersey, and Washington State with 7,000 tons of peaches each year. What surprised me is to discover how many health benefits there are from eating peaches. One medium-sized peach, 5.4 ounces or 150 grams, provides approximately 58 calories, and a ton of nutrients, minerals, and vitamins. 1 gram of protein, 1 gram of fat, 2 grams of fiber, and then 17% of your daily value of vitamin C, 10% of your daily value of vitamin A, 8% of your daily value of potassium, and 5% of your daily value of niacin, vitamin E, vitamin K, copper, and manganese. In addition, peaches have beneficial plant components and antioxidants that help protect the body from aging and diseases. So it helps protect your skin, reduces allergy symptoms, it aids digestion, it reduces blood sugar levels, it protects against certain toxins, boosting immunity, it improves heart health, and it prevents certain types of cancer. Drilling down on a couple of these health benefits, peaches are full of polyphenols, a category of antioxidants which reduce and limit the spread of certain cancer cells, especially breast cancer. Women, according to some studies, who consume 2 to 3 peaches a day have a 41% lower risk of breast cancer. In addition, peaches improve your digestion in 2 ways. Of the 2 grams of fiber in a peach, one of them is what is called a soluble fiber, which produces food for beneficial bacteria in your intestines. The second fiber in a typical peach is an insoluble one. This insoluble fiber adds bulk to your stool, and it helps move food through your gut, reducing the likelihood of constipation. Now, I apologize if this may be more information than you really wanted to know about peaches. Bottom line, peaches are healthy for you. I love peaches.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.